You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, and welcome back to Real Without Religion. I'm James, and before we get started today, I just want to thank you so much for your wonderful feedback on the podcast. I know this is a different way to view things, and it can be alarming and shocking at times, but you know, we're all going on a journey together, and hopefully you'll come with me, and I appreciate so much you taking the time to go with me on this. I just encourage you to subscribe to the podcast either through Apple Podcasts or Spotify or your favorite listening platform, so that way when a new episode comes out, you'll know it right away. And by the way, a typical podcast I know discusses topics and has guests and things like that. We'll definitely morph into that. But initially, I just wanted to share some thoughts about where I am in this process and just see if it resonates with you. Okay? Is that fair? All right. So let's go ahead and get started. So today we're going to talk about something we all think about from time to time. What happens to us after this life? You know, the afterlife. Where do we go? What happens to us? Will everything be okay? But before we start focusing on what we've always learned and we're taught about streets of gold and eternal church services and the ever popular marriage supper of the Lamb, I think we need to talk about how this view is affecting us. You know, the old don't lay up treasures for yourself on earth, but have them in heaven thing. Now, this has been ingrained in us that we'll know it all better by and by, or further along we'll know all about it. So just hang in there in your cottage below and someday you'll get your big mansion. But what if that waiting till glory costs us something? What if we've been so focused on the afterlife that we forgot how to actually live? Let's talk about that. So growing up, I heard a lot about eternity. Even just saying that word causes me anxiety. There was, of course, heaven, and there was hell, and there were very clear directions on how to get to each. It's like the old saying that we have to tiptoe through life to arrive at death safely. You know, we didn't cuss, we didn't drink, we didn't smoke, we didn't dance. Don't. And someday you'll get a great reward. And that reward? Well, eternal church. Gold streets, singing forever. I mean, no offense, but when I heard people used to say that and how excited they were about it, I thought, good God, there's got to be something wrong with me because that sounds horrible. But what if we got it all wrong? And what if the Bible actually tells us we may have gotten it all wrong? What if this life isn't just a waiting room, but it's the actual gift? I'm so sad that the entirety of people's lives have been striving to get to heaven and avoiding hell. You know, was that the grand plan? It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but maybe it does make perfect sense to you. And if that's so, hey, I'm happy for you and you roll with that. Now, I know what my old voice would have said when I said that. I know what some of my old church pals might still say, like, James, man, it sounds like the devil has deceived you. And you know what? They're right. Because for most of my life, I was deceived. I lived as someone who didn't fully live, or I lived small. And I'm not talking about going out and sinning and doing things like that. I'm just talking about living life to its fullest while we have breath. I'm not sure I did that, because I was always looking forward to a mansion in heaven instead of a life right here. You know, and it's kind of wild when you think about it. We preach against greed and materialism on earth, but the first thing we all wanted in heaven? A mansion, which, by the way, is a really bad translation. The actual Greek word in John 14 doesn't say mansion at all. It says, I go to prepare a room for you, not a palace, just a place, a welcome. Now, there's a line in Luke where Jesus says something pretty astounding. He says, the kingdom of God is within you. He didn't say it's up in the clouds. He didn't say it's waiting on the other side of death. He said it's already here. It's already in us. And you know, that changes everything. That means joy isn't something we wait for, it's something we wake up to. What if the kingdom isn't later, but it's now? It's not a destination, but it's more of a way of seeing things. So, James, what happens when we die? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know. And if anyone says they do, they're not telling the truth, because we really aren't clear on all of that. But I'll tell you this, it's something I think about a lot. You know, over the last few years, my mom has passed, my sister, my brother-in-law, my mother-in-law, you know, one after another, people I have known and I've loved have gone to whatever comes next. So, yeah, this isn't just an abstract topic for me. It's personal. I really want to know. And here's what I believe deep down, that whatever happens afterward, it's going to be more beautiful, more peaceful, more real than anything we can imagine. You know, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians that says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared. And I believe that. I believe there, where they are is somewhere more amazing than we can wrap our minds around. I used to think to myself, oh my goodness, my mom would roll over in her grave if she heard me talking like this. And then I got to thinking, well, that's not true. She may actually be cheering me on because I'm describing exactly where she is. But to get back, the way we were taught to think about death and fear it, it still affects how we live now. I know people who didn't plan for retirement because they were convinced that the rapture would come before they got old. Well, they're older now, and they're still here. Now, here's something I think about a lot. What if this life isn't just a preparation? But what if it's the point of why we're here? In Genesis, it says, and Adam fell into a deep sleep. But you know, it never says he woke up. And maybe that's us. Maybe we're still kind of waking up to who we truly are. I know in the story, the good old Adam named the animals. But in the beginning, he knew he was divine. And he walked with God. And somehow, according to the best explanation a talking snake could give, that was taken away because he learned too much. I think maybe too much fear, too much shame, or too much separation. Either way, we came here not remembering the most important thing we could ever remember, that we come from the divine, that we come from God, or whatever name you want to use for the source of it all. We forgot. But the remembering, that's the real awakening. Romans says, all creation waits for the revealing of the children of God. Not for escape, but for arrival, here, now, fully alive. Jesus even said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you're looking for an authority on this, even Jesus said it, and he just didn't mean abundantly in church. So what does come after this life? Well, I believe it's good, and I believe it's love, and I believe it's a return. Not a rejection. But more than that, I believe it now matters because the kingdom isn't out there or up there. It's in you, right here, right now. You don't have to wait for your Mr. T starter kit full of jewels that you think you're going to get someday in heaven. You don't have to wait for joy. You sure as heck don't have to die to be free. So let's stop treating this life like a prequel. Let's live it like it counts. I mean that. And I want that for my life. I want to live my life as my last breath comes fully. Now, thanks for sitting with this conversation, and thanks for daring to ask questions about the old story. And thank you, truly, for being a fellow traveler on this journey back to joy and to presence and to remembering who we really are. I want to wake up, don't you? I'm grateful that you're here. So thanks for listening. And as always, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.